Listening 96. Captain Kirk's Predicament. Standing in a shallow pool of water, Captain Kirk is using a cave to shelter from the torrential rain. He's still in shock, trying to come to terms with the suggestion that he might be insane. In fact, it's not a suggestion. Members of his crew have accused him officially of breaking Regulation 1009, Section 38 of the Starfleet Code and being insane in charge of a spaceship. Kirk looks out of the cave thoughtfully at said spaceship, a beautiful structure of steel and silver. It was Kirk himself who had designed the prototype of the Enterprise and ensured that its engineering complied with Starfleet standards. Many had said it was an error to take the design job, and that he was very short-sighted, but he had shown they were wrong. Anyway, that was all in the past now. Now they were trying to take the spaceship away from him because of his mental health. Unfortunately, Kirk couldn't understand his mental health. He tried to see a pattern to his behaviour and understand how he had become insane. But he could see no pattern. Perhaps that's why he was mad. There was no pattern to his behaviour. It had become random. The worst episode was when he almost collided with the planet Zog. He had shoved and slammed the controls of the spaceship. Was this the action of a sane man? And why did he have the desire to show off and take the Enterprise to light speed?
"Cut!" says the director.
Suddenly, Captain Kirk is William Shatner. The character becomes the man, and he starts to think of real life. His stomach tightens as he thinks about the results of his blood test, his divorce case with a woman who said he wasn't thoughtful, loving, or faithful. He thinks how he will never come to terms with the divorce. He thinks of ticket office sales for the next Star Trek movie and thinks of all his other problems. "God, I think I prefer being Captain Kirk," he says.